Tamura, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet 4-4. The last of the Perek, and we're wrapping up the topic of the five Chataos Hamesos, the sin offerings which are left to die. The fourth of the five we said was Nischapru Ba'aleha, that its owner already got atonement from elsewhere. So we said if that happened, then the original Chatas has to be left to die. On that way to Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe, whether if you find the original animal, Chatas, or the money set aside for that Chatas, before you actually got the Kapara with the second animal, is that first animal left to die or not? Rebbe said, yes, it still is. The Chachamim say, no, it isn't. Okay. Now, what that means is, according to both opinions, Rebbe and the Chachamim, the issue of Nischapru Ba'aleha is only relevant if there's an issue of first of Aveda. The animal is first ne'avad, it's lost, and then it's found. And only machlokas is if you found it before or after the actual atonement was achieved from the slaughtering of the second animal, offering it on the Zbeach, I should say. Now, there is another shita, the shita of Rebbe Shimon, who is the shita that is the framework of this last Mishnah here. Rebbe Shimon disagrees with Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon holds Nischapru Ba'aleha has nothing to do with Aveda. You don't have to lose the animal first in order for it to have a din of being one of the Chataos Mesos because you got atonement from elsewhere. Okay? So in Rabbi Shimon's world, even if you set aside two animals, we talked at the very beginning of the parak, I gave introduction talking about Acharias. You set aside two animals. You say, I'm going to bring this, you know, lamb chop or dali. I'm making them both Chataos for my single sin of, you know, Chil Shabbos B'Shogeg. So we said, listen, there's no, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you offer one, the other one is now Nischapru Ba'aleha and has to be left to die. There's no issue of Aveda here. According to Rebbe and the Chachamim, both in such a scenario, since they never got lost in the first place, one is offered, the other one is called Moser Chatas, and it goes Yiplun Nadava. But in our mission here, we're going to talk about from the Rebbe Shimon's position, which is Aveda getting lost is just not relevant to discussion. The question only is now if this animal was designated as a Chatas, and now the owner doesn't need to offer it because he got atonement from elsewhere. Okay, so now, even in that, we have a machlokas, two possibilities. Let me read the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah is very short. It doesn't speak out fully what it's getting at necessarily, so let me speak it out. First, the Mishnah says, Hamafish chataso, if a person sets aside a chatas, and then varehi balas mum, the chatas needs to be replaced because it got a blemish. So what do you do? Mochra, you know what to do. You sell it. V'yavi bedameha acheres. Use the proceeds of the sale to purchase another chatas, which will be offered, and the person will get, you know, atonement, just what you expected. But now, wait a second. The original chatas, that is now the Baal Mum, that was sold, what's its status? Is it now Kfar Nischapru Ba'aleha? It was has chatas status, even sort of a decommissioned chatas, but remember, it has some vestige of chatas sanctity. Remember, you can't do anything you want. The person who bought the chatas, from where the proceeds came now to purchase the second chatas, you know, Reuven was the Mechal Shabbos. He set aside lamb chops. Lamb chops got a blemish. He sold it to Shimon. Shimon pays $100 for a lamb chop. And now Reuven takes the money, buys, you know, dali to bring his achatas. Lamb chop is sitting in Shimon's backyard. So what can Shimon do with it? Shimon can eat it. Shimon can't do more than eat it because, remember, it has a vestige of achatas status. And so it can't be, he can't work it, he can't shear it, and so on. He can't drink its milk, but he could shecht it and eat it. So Artana is saying, even though there's some vestige of chata status there, it's been decommissioned totally once Shimon bought it, and therefore the fact that Reuven got kapara from elsewhere doesn't make Shimon's animal have a din of Misa. What the Mishnah doesn't say is that this Tana holds, the Tana Kama holds, that if Reuven wouldn't have sold the blemished lamb chop to Shimon, instead, Reuven says, listen, I don't have to sell it. I'll just take money out of my pocket. He'll add an extra chomesh. So he lamb chop is worth, you know, the going price is 100. He'll put up $125. He will, that's a separate unrelated din, not for now. He'll essentially transfer the Kedusha off of the blemished lamb chop onto $125, use $125 to buy Dali, and now get Kapara from Dali. So now this Tana holds, if lamb chop is still alive in Reuven's backyard, she's got a vestige of chatas sanctity, and now she's in Kfar Nischapru Ba'aleha. Her owner, Reuven, got atonement from Dali, and therefore lamb chop now has to be left to die, even though it's decommissioned. So the point of the Tana is, if you sell it to somebody else, the other person doesn't have to worry about the fact that you got atonement, but if you kept it for yourself, you actually have to leave it to die now. It's too late. You could have eaten it, but you didn't. If Reuven would have redeemed Lamb Chop and eaten her, everything would be cool. But since he didn't eat it, now it's alive. If it's not shechted yet, when he gets atonement from Dali, Lamb Chop now must be left to die. The other Tanan Mishnah is even more strict than that. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Karva Hashnia Achlo Nishchata Harishona Tamus. If Reuven offered Dali and got Kapara before Shimon, who bought Lamb Chop, shechted Lamb Chop, now Lamb Chop is in Shimon's backyard, but she has a vestige of Chata status, and now this is a Chatas whose original Makdish, the original owner, has gotten a Kapara from elsewhere. So now Lamb Chop, the decommissioned carbon in Shimon's backyard, has to be left to die. Shikvar Kipru Habailim, because the owner, original owner, Reuven, has now gotten atonement. Okay? And all the more so, of course, if, according to Elazar ben Shimon, if Lamb Chop were still sitting in Reuven's backyard and just had been, he had redeemed the blemished Lamb Chop with his own $125, so for sure it has to be left to die now. And just to speak it out one more time, the halacha does not follow either of these two shitas, because this mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon's worldview, which is there's no need to have an animal getting lost for it to have the status of nischapru ba'aleh. But the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which is that you does need to not be lost when you appoint the second one, or else the discussion doesn't get off the ground in terms of tamus for this category of nischapru ba'aleh.